This episode is brought to you by Habit Aware. My Keen 2 brings awareness to my trichotillomania by giving my wrist a gentle hug or vibration when I'm doing the scanning behavior. Bring awareness into your life by visiting barbaralally.com/habitaware and use code LALLYLOVE for 10% off.
My name is Asha Marie, and I am 35 years old. I currently live in Columbus, Ohio as a waxing esthetician. I've been an esthetician for almost 10 years now, specializing in waxing and hair removal. And I have been a cheek biter for as long as I can remember. I mean, I remember being a little girl, my mom would always turn back and look at me and say, stop biting your lips, stop biting your cheeks. But it's just always been something that I've done. And another thing that I used to do that I don't do as much now is pulling out my eyelashes. So I've struggled with that for a long time until I discovered eyelash extensions. So that's something that I started getting done to help me not do it, or I wear a really thick mascara to help me not pick my eyelashes out. But I used to have like little patches of eyelashes missing. But the most notable thing I would say that I struggle with is, dare I say, pulling my pubic hair out. And again, that's something that I have done for, I wouldn't say as long as I can remember, but maybe since I was in high school. And I started kind of shaving, and just when the hair comes back, I just want to pull it. And that's not something I really notice, though, because I just do it in my own privacy, like in my bed or, you know, when I'm by myself. So it's not something I've ever talked to anybody about or heard that anybody else did. I just thought it was kind of just like, oh, it's just, this is my body and this is what I tend to do. It wasn't until very, very recently that I realized, oh, wait, this actually might be not as common as I think. And so I started to dive deeper into it and learn, and I started to find other people who do the same thing.
Yeah, I remember once, well, not once, this happened multiple times, but you know, shaving and the hair grows in, and depending on the razor, if it's sharp enough that you'll get an ingrown hair.
Yes.
And as painful as they were, because I pull my hair out, I was like, nice, like this is a treat. Like, I can't wait to get my tools. Like, I can't. And it was like this whole thing. And like you, I was like, oh, this is just like, this is what girls do. But really, for me, it was part of the whole thing.
Yes, that is. I'm so glad you brought that up. It's the ingrown, and especially when you can feel it. So it's like, okay, I can save this hair, but I'm also doing myself a favor by removing it. So it's not, I never looked at it as a bad thing. I'm doing what I gotta do.
It would be such a reward for me. I would have, like, I had one hair, I swear to you, like this long. And I was like, I'm so happy right now. I can't believe this. And like, it's like almost, you feel like you're performing surgery or something. You're like slowly, and the hair's coming out. And you're like, oh, it's amazing. It's scary. It's like a reward. It's like a trophy. I don't, it was, it's been, yeah, I'm so with you there.
Have you ever pulled out more than one hair at a time or from the same follicle?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. I love when they grow out of the same follicle. Sometimes I don't even have to like pull that hard. Some of the hairs are just small and they just come out. Oh, mm-hmm. Why is that? Do you know why?
Well, hair grows in different phases, of course. So in the third phase, which is the telogen phase, that's when the follicle actually has released that root so that a new hair can grow. So it's ready technically to come out already, which is why it just slides right out. But if it's in any of the other two former phases, it's still attached to that bulb. So it's a lot harder. It's going to be more resistant. And that's when you get the bleeding and the pus and things like that.
And tell me, because you brought up the two hairs in one follicle, tell me your experience with them.
So I'm really bad, even though I am a professional waxer, I'm really bad at staying on my schedule for waxing, because I was just talking about this a few days ago. Someone assumed, or my partner assumed, that I wax all the time. And I told him, I said, actually, I haven't waxed in a few months. I just pull my hair out so much that you think that I wax. He was like, oh my gosh, I didn't know that. And I was like, yeah, that's the confidential corner right now. This is my truth. So I pull my hairs out before they're ready. it just makes it more exciting when there's some resistance. So sometimes I just like to just pull just for comfort, but other times I am trying to pull to get it out of there just because it's a weird relationship. Like I want it gone, but I don't want it gone because I like pulling it. So I'm just always just like, well, I'm here now. So it's just gonna, I pull until I get something out. And I have a pile of hair on my sheet and I just, it's just so embarrassing, but I just like wipe it off and then on to the next day.
Not embarrassing at all. I'm telling you, this is like you're in the safest of safe places. I mean, even the listeners, they'll be like, yep. I remember I made a video one time, like a little TikTok, and it was like, do you pull from here? And I was like, and the comments, I'm pointing down. I'm like, I pull from there too. And they were like, oh my gosh, I'm so happy you brought that up, because even within sharing about hair pulling, some people are still nervous. I was at first too, to share about from the pubic area. And it's really, that's a common place. I mean, we're looking down there. I'm going to be finding a hair to pull out, or a lot of them.
It's there, exactly. And it's there and it's such a condensed area. It's like, oh my gosh, I hit gold. Like, here we go. Like, let's do this. And nobody sees it. So it's like a lot less shame in that regard because nobody sees it. So it's like, oh, okay. It's just me.
So I want to ask you, when you were pulling your eyelashes, did you transition? Some people will do multiple areas at a time. Other times it's like, oh, for me, I start with my eyebrows, but I don't even really do that anymore. I'm more so focused on lashes and scalp and my pubic area. So with your behavior, once you went down to your pubic area, did you let off of the lashes at all? Or was it kind of simultaneous?
Simultaneous for sure. The only reason I don't pull my eyelashes out is because I wear thick mascara or I have eyelash extensions that I paid $100 for. So every time I go to touch it, I'm like, oh, I paid for this. Let me not do this. But I have had instances where I don't know if you've ever had eyelash extensions before, but once they start falling out and looking kind of crazy, I kind of don't care anymore. And I'm like, ooh, I'll just pull them out. And so I still do pull them, not at the exact same time, of course, but during the day, if I have an eyelash that feels a little wonky or it's like out of place, it starts there. And then after that, I just can't stop. It's like if I'm driving, it's just something I just do. But I will say I did used to pull my eyebrows out too. Well, not the whole thing, but like the certain areas. But I have them microbladed now, so it's just it doesn't even it's not exciting, I guess. I don't know if that's the right word for it, but I don't pull my eyebrows anymore. Say lashes sometimes, but pubic all the time.
I would say exciting, it doesn't have the same magic, because for my eyebrows too, I don't know what happened. I guess I went to bigger and better things because I'm over, I think the hair for my eyebrows at least is like, it's not as satisfying. It's not as thick. And like when I'm with, touching an eyelash, you can like bend it. You know what I mean?
Oh my gosh, yes, exactly. That's the exact reason. That's the exact reason. I bend it first, and then it's like it makes it easier for it to release in some way for some reason. So, yeah, that is so true.
Now, after you pull the lash, what, or any hair, what do you do with it? For me, I like rub it on my lips, or like I'll slide, if it's like a hair from my scalp, I'll like slide it through. Do you do anything after the hair is
I just
removed?
toss it. I just toss it wherever it lands, wherever it lands. It's just like once it's out, it's like, okay, I will look at it though. I have to look at it because I have to see if it's as satisfying. Like if it's a little baby lash, I'm like, oh, that's it. But if it's a full lash, I'm like, ah, oh, there you are. And seeing that bulb at the end is satisfying too. So then again, once I look at it, I just throw it.
So tell us how you got into your line of work.
Well, I started my career when I was working in retail. I got kind of tired of it, so I just went to beauty school just to switch gears and shift into something else. I've always been into like the idea of beauty, so I felt like skincare was a good base for that. So when I went to school and I learned about facials and waxing and everything, I thought for sure facials was going to be where I wanted to be. So I ventured out on my own and I started doing it and I realized I wasn't really into it. It's very serene, which is fine, but every day for me, I just felt like I'm more expressive than that. So I started working for a wax company that had just opened up in my city. And when I worked there, I just felt like it feels good to help people feel comfortable when they're coming in nervous or they're uncomfortable or insecure. And I like helping people feel more confident in their own skin and not feeling ashamed of their skin or their lines or wrinkles or marks and their hair. So it's just one of those things that I kind of fell into, and I felt like, oh, okay, I'm good at this. I'll just stick with it. And I just journeyed from there.
Have you noticed? I know there's confidentiality, things like that, but have you noticed people, or has anyone ever shared with you, like, hey, like I pull down here, or you notice patches? Because we know it because we do it.
Right. I have definitely noticed patches, but it never clicked that it might be from that they might like to pull it out. I always thought, oh, maybe this is from a C-section scar or a surgery. So it just never dawned on me that that was the reason there was a patch maybe missing. The one thing that kind of went off in my head like a light bulb was one of my clients told me that she hadn't waxed in so long and her hair was so long. Because I have conversations like this all the time with my clients because they're so silly. She said her hair was so long that she braided it. And I was thinking to myself, like, that's something I would try to do if my hair got that long, but I never let it get that long because I'm always pulling it out. And what is she doing down there anyway? Like, so it made me think, like, does she pull her hair too? I didn't ask, but it made me wonder a little bit.
I think now that I'm more comfortable, before I felt like I was kind of hiding, avoiding eye contact. If I had things missing, I'm like not really looking around. But now that I'm more comfortable with my skin, I'm like looking at people and I'm like, I recognize, if I see someone up here, I'm like, I know that. I recognize
Yeah,
that.
I never thought about that. People come in with eyebrows, with missing hair all the time, but I just always think, oh, product of the 90s, like everybody, and they had the super thin eyebrows, and then some people's eyebrows grew back, some people's eyebrows didn't. And so I get a lot of requests for information about how to help their brows grow in, but again, that just never dawned on me that maybe they're pulling them out. I just thought they were just that their brows are just like that. That's definitely something I'm going to be thinking about moving forward, though. So that's interesting.
Yeah, even like when watching TV, like you'll see they'll sprinkle some characters doing BFRBs. We see nail biting all the time, but other things, yeah, you start to like develop like a spidey sense. You're like, I think I rec you know, I see that, I recognize that.
Never thought about it that way, but I think you're onto something for sure. I mean, honestly, I'd hate to say this, but even some newscasters, I'm like, wow, why? Let me do your brows, please. But now that you say that, I'm like, well, maybe it's there. There's that little patch for a reason. Who knows?
So, as someone who works within beauty, what is your take on the eyebrow blindness trend that we have going on all over social media?
I definitely think that it's similar to the stencils. I don't know if you remember when the stencil, the eyebrow kits came out. They all had the stencils and the powder, and you fill them in, and the brushes that look like hair strokes. It kind of reminds me of that. So I actually like that. I don't like that it could potentially make some people feel insecure about their eyebrows. Let's say they actually like their eyebrows, and then they see this filter, and it's telling them, oh, your eyebrows should be closer together. Oh, all this time, my eyebrows have been too far apart. I don't like that part or that potential. So I like it. I think it's fun, but I think you just have to remember it's for fun.
Now, earlier you mentioned that people will ask you, hey, how do I grow my eyebrows back in? What are some tips that you give them?
Yeah, so I always tell them if you've ever seen a lash growth serum or something that helps you grow your eyelashes, you can use the same exact thing on your eyebrows. And then my other go-to is castor oil. Do with that what you will. I think castor oil is just something you really have to stay on top of for it to be effective, and it's definitely a long-term journey. It and also depends on where your brows were naturally. Like if you just never had hair there and you're trying to grow hair there, that it might not work. But I definitely feel like castor oil is a go-to recommendation that I like to share.
When you find yourself pulling, I always, and the community, I shouldn't say I, the community will talk about this idea of a trick trance. You're in a trance-like state, it feels like 5 minutes, it's been 2 hours. Have you experienced that before? Did you know Habit Aware also offers virtual peer coaching? This one-to-one peer-based program will coach you through shifting mindset, practicing healthy strategies, and creating your personal roadmap to recovery. To work with me, Ellen, or Anila, head over to habitaware.com/coaching today.
Yes, all the time, all the time. That's how I ended up with patches in my eyelashes. I would be focused on one, and then the next thing I know, I have a patch. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what have I done? I can't even get my eyelash extensions now because there's no lashes to put to put the extensions on. And especially with the pubic hair, just being in the comfort of my own bed, not having to be anywhere or do anything easily, I could definitely. I'll be on my phone on with one hand, the other hand's pulling out the hair. All the time.
Do you ever use tweezers?
I have not. I feel like that's also not as satisfying for me just because it's like a middleman. And I can't feel the sensation of the pull with using tweezers. Now at work, it's different, of course. I do use tweezers very quickly and I get a lot of compliments on that. People say, oh, I didn't even feel it. Like you're just moving so fast. And I'm like, thank you, thank you. I don't know if that's because of that, but I like to pull with my fingers.
I feel like tweezers for me are like if I'm pulling and it's not coming out and I'm like, all right, we got to step it up. Like then I'll, then I can really grip it and get it out. And then sometimes if the hair is ingrown, you got to get the tweezer kind of under the skin and
Absolutely. Now the pointy tweezers I'm for, but the flathead tweezers I don't really like too much. I have to have a slant on my tweezers. Or a pointy edge on my tweezers, but now pulling out extraction tools at home is definitely heavy duty. I have definitely wished I had my tools at home to do that, but I think one of the pros of being a waxer is okay, I'll go to work and I'll give myself a vajayjal and then I can get my own extractions out. And that for me is satisfying. Like sometimes I'll get to the point where I'm trying to pull the hair and I can tell I have ingrowns and I can't reach them and I'm like, I'm giving myself extractions tomorrow, and I'll do it, and then I can go back home and pull them out. So terrible.
No, but that's smart though that you're like, hey, I'll just do it at work. Like I have my stuff at work. It is setting a nice balance because then it's like, okay, I do have that boundary whereas I'm like bleeding in my room, in my bathroom. You know what I'm saying? Like where it's SOS over here. And so yeah, I would like to have had that boundary.
Yeah, I can understand that for sure. Like, where does it end? Yeah. Does it ever end?
Maybe not for me.
I don't know. And that's okay. I think once you reach a point that I'm assuming that you're at, it's like, okay, well, what's the reality? Let's do this.
Do you have a memory of a particularly challenging time with your hair pulling?
Not that I can think of. I know that if I do notice, if I am more stressed, I'll pull more. But I feel like pubic hair is just a given. I'll always pull my pubic hair, but if I'm pulling my eyelashes out, I'm usually stressed and I don't even think about it. I'm just like, I just want something to do. And if I'm focused on it so much that I just get a patch out, I'm like, okay, what is going on here? Let's reel this back in. And that's why I'm always cheek biting, because I feel like that's my base level, if that makes sense. Like I do it when I'm driving, I do it if I'm between clients or if I'm even on the phone, like I'll just do it and I don't know, it just feels like it's just like it just helps me keep control over something.
When I was little, I would like chew my top lip, like rub my bottom teeth, and then like a piece of my lip would always come off. And like you, when you're just like every day not doing that, the lip is kind of one piece, but finding out because I'm chewing on it, it pieces come off. And I didn't even realize that was a BFRB until much later, like learning that there are other things besides cheek biting and hair pulling. Have you ever dabbled in any other, BFRBs?
Not that I can think of. Those were the main two that I think stick out to me. Never really picked my skin. I mean, of course, everybody, I'm assuming everybody picks their scabs, but outside of that, nothing else comes to mind.
Can you describe to me, and for maybe listeners who might not do cheek biting, like what does the sensation maybe feel like?
I'm gonna do it right now to see.
Sorry, don't.
No, it feels like I'm a construction worker and like there's something uneven on the road and I need to flatten it out or get it even So I'm biting little pieces off that are already kind of rough. And once you finally bite off the rough, I guess, top layer of skin on the inside of the mouth, it just feels like there's this smoothness there, and it's like, ah, job well done. But the slippery slope with that is once you peel a piece off, I mean, it's uneven, so there's likely a part that also feels rough on the end of where you just pulled. Then you have to go deeper and pull that piece off. And then by the time you're done, you work your way all around your mouth, and it won't satisfy you until everything feels flat again. Unfortunately, now you have like the underlayer sometimes of the skin exposed, and there's bleeding involved. And I feel like bleeding is the only thing that makes me stop. I'm like, oh man, a bit too hard. Now I'm bleeding and it tastes gross. Like, ugh.
Yeah, besides the bleeding that happens after, do you ever notice that I can't drink a hot beverage? Like there's like the aftermath of it.
Absolutely. If I bite, like particularly like the inside of my bottom lip, if I bite too much, it does feel sore. And if I drink something hot, I can feel it in that area almost immediately, and that's uncomfortable. So I try to limit myself on how far. Like I try to, like say, okay, if I reach this certain point where it tastes like, how do I describe this taste? I don't know how to describe this, but I feel like your mouth probably has a pH, right? And if you bite so much that it gets to the point where this particular part of your mouth tastes even like more acidic or more tart or something like that, then I'm like, okay, that's the limit. Like now I know if I keep going, it's gonna change the way that I drink or the way that the drinks feel in my mouth. So in wintertime, that's like a better time to help with that because I'm drinking more hot coffee or hot cocoa or whatever. So it's not pleasant.
What are some things, if there are any, that maybe you notice that you're doing it and you're like, let me do this instead?
Oh, it's very hard to stop. It's so hard for me to stop because sometimes I'm so set on it. Like I have to get this done, and then I can focus on everything else. Like sometimes I'll find myself like doing stuff around the house, and I'll just get so set on it. I'm like, let me just pause, and I'll push my cheek closer to my teeth so I can just get it. And then once I get it, I can resume everything else. The only thing, honestly, that has stopped me from cheek biting for a while was when I had braces. That was the only thing that helped. And I loved that period because it felt so smooth and there was nothing awry. And then it took a few months after I got my braces off to start back up again because I was so dead set on, okay, like I'm not doing this anymore. I'm done with that. And then it slowly started back up again. So I have to physically not be able to reach my cheek to not bite it.
What you described is I feel the same way with my hair pulling, especially the eyelashes. Like if I know something is poking me in my eye or it's sticking straight up, it's looking a mess. It's what I'll think about all day. My whole day is gone unless, like you, I'm taking care of it. Yeah. And I'm going in front of the mirror. Otherwise my day is spent thinking about it and touching other eyelashes that I don't want. It's a whole thing.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And I hate when I pull out a lash and it's the wrong one. I'm like, darn it, like I didn't have to sacrifice this one. But I'm gonna still go in and get the real culprit because now I'm mad.
Exactly
Now,
right.
in that case, I will grab tweezers for the lashes. If I have to be that precise, I'll get the tweezers for sure. Because sometimes they're underneath the other ones. Like they're sticking straight out, but they're under the row of eyelashes that I don't want to get. So it's easier to see them. But other than that, I just leave them.
During my, like when I was in high school, I was going through an intense pulling phase. So I started at 10 with the eyebrows and then like by 12, I was pulling eyelashes, eyebrows, and hair here. But then for a few years, it kind of went away. I was pulling a little, but not that where how you could notice. Well, anywho, in high school, I was pulling again, like my first, I guess, relapse, you'd call it. And I remember going like this and pulling my eyelid down to see if like the hairs were anything would stick up or anything was uneven. Like, because I was like, I'm gonna pull anyway, I need to try to make this as uniform as possible. Did you have any things like that?
That's a good question. I don't. Maybe I would just look at them like this in the mirror to see. Like I said, I feel like it bothers me when the lashes are growing downward because I feel like if it's growing down enough or long enough, I can see it. And it may not be bothering me, but if I can see it, like it has to go. It's in my way. Especially if I put mascara on, now I'm risking getting makeup in my eye. So I it's got to go. So I'm really bad at the tail, pulling the tail end off, which is why I like the cat eye look now, because I'm like, I like when it looks more full on the ends. But that's usually where I find the hairs kind of grow downward or out of whack, and I'm like, everything needs to be uniform. So
You mentioned earlier about telling your boyfriend. How did the conversation go? I know for many people, they'll often ask me to ask guests on the show,
Yeah.
how do you tell a romantic partner?
Honestly, just telling him that I led with, I never told anybody this before. So it was already kind of like an intimate moment, and we're still learning each other and sharing things about each other. So I just told him I never shared this with anyone before, but I pulled my hair out, and that's when he mentioned, like, I thought you wax. Yes, I do. But before that last wax, I hadn't waxed in so long. And so it came out that way. Not only that, but I feel like when you're intimate with someone and, they're in your bed sometimes, I think it's safe. He's never seen any pubic hairs in my bed before because I always wipe them off. But while we were on the phone, I was making my bed and I was wiping them off. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like he's never seen this. But if we end up married, getting married and sharing a bed, this might be something that he might walk into sometimes. And so I feel like it's better to tell him now and see what he says. If I'm judged on that, then is he really the one? I personally don't think it's a bad thing to share with someone that quirk about you, because they need to know what they're getting themselves into, if they can handle it or not. It's something you need to know upfront.
I love that because I think it's like when we don't say it, it almost is like saying, oh, well, I should hide this about myself. Like maybe that part doesn't deserve the love. I sure as hell do. Like all of me and the hair that's missing does too. And so it's nice for maybe the younger people to see anybody of any age, but especially the younger kids to hear like, hey, blurt it out. Like let them know because I want to know if you're cool with me now or not, so I don't waste time with you.
Exactly. And his response was, okay, well, let's keep you waxed. Make sure you're staying waxed, because I was telling him, like, I pulled it when I can feel it. He was like, well, if you wax, and you can wax yourself, if you wax, then maybe you won't pull it. And, me going through this for years, I already know, like, that's a temporary fix. But the fact that he was trying to come up with a solution, I was like, oh, that's cute.
Yeah, that is nice. It's supportive.
Exactly. Yeah, that's important.
So, if someone were to work with you, let's plug it all.
Yeah, so, well, if you want to wax, I do full body waxing. My specialty is Brazilian waxing. And so, again, I'm located in Columbus, Ohio. The name of my business is Brazilianology, and we've been in business for almost 7 years now. So, yeah, I'm located in Dublin, which is a suburb of Columbus, but you can find the website at Brazilianology.com and book from there. And I would love to have you. I'd love to see you. And I also talk about waxing all the time on my podcast, which is called Wax About It Podcast. So you can find me on all platforms there as well.
What would be a message you'd like to give to listeners now?
I would want to share a message for people who feel insecure about this, because again, this is something I never thought I'd talk about before, but it does feel liberating to talk about it. I definitely think there's value in finding community. And no matter how weird you might think you are, I think that finding your tribe, which is something that I'm on a path to do, is going to help a lot. Finding resources, finding just getting in a room where people are talking about it. Like, I found out more information about this on a Reddit forum, and I just went down a rabbit hole from there. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm not the only one. Like, it just made me feel so, I don't want to say heard, but it made me feel like I wasn't just this lone ranger in my room just doing this because I'm just so different. Like, it made me feel like, okay, this is normal. Like, all those times my mom told me to stop, like, I know she was doing it because she had my best interest, or she thought that, I was harming myself. But it's just something that I do. And I feel like by hearing about other people who do it too, I feel more accepted Even though that these people don't know me and I never reached out to them, I just feel like I'm just part of this part of the population that just does it. And it's just that's just it. So I just feel like don't be too down on yourself and just seek support in ways that you may not normally seek support. And I think that you'll be okay.
Thank you.